Well, sport from the BBC with Joe Parsons. Coming up, Emmanuel Adebayor is welcome back into the Togo lineup for the opening match at the Africa Cup of Nations against Ivory Coast.
We are so happy that he's joined the team. We know his quality and we need him too. And we hope that he's going to do the good job for us.
More from both camps to come. We're here too from Tunisia and Algeria ahead of the North Africa Derby. And at the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova reach the semi-finals. But first, football's Africa Cup of Nations, where Emmanuel Adebayor is expected to play in Togo's opening Group D match against the tournament favourites Ivory Coast, which kicks off in a little over an hour's time. It's the first of Tuesday's two matches in Rustenburg. Adebayor's participation has been in doubt in the build-up to the competition, as Togo returned to the finals for the first time since the pre-tournament attack on their team bus in 2010 that left three people dead. Adebayor's colleague Komlam Amiwu says he's delighted the Spurs forwards decided to play.
Yeah, we are so happy that he's joined the team, and we know his quality, and we need him too, and we hope that he's gonna do the good job for us. When he said that he's not going to play, and everyone is afraid because he's our top striker in the world. He's my best friend, you know. And he's my captain too. So if he have some problem with some people, and we try to do our best to talk to him, and now we see that he's back, and personally I'm so happy.
It's 21 years since Ivory Coast won the trophy, and much had been expected of the current generation. So will they be upset by Togo? Well, the Ivory Coast midfielder Didier Sokora says they're in a positive frame of mind.
You know, in football, everything is possible. There's always another match to play. But as players, we're always ambitious, so we always think positively, and the match is there to be won. So thinking negatively does not help. We're here to play an important competition, the Africa Cup of Nations, and every time we're favourites on paper. So it's an important match.
Today's other Group D match in Rustenburg is between Tunisia and Algeria. Coach Sami Trabelsi is still in charge of the Tunisians, whom he led to the quarterfinals last year. Tunisia have been drawn in a tough group, and Trabelsi seems keen to keep any pressure at bay.
The first match is always crucial and important, but not decisive. In competitions like this, the opening matches can give you more confidence and serenity for the rest of the journey. I hope to get a good result to go as far as possible.
Well, Algeria have brought an inexperienced squad to South Africa, but their coach Vahid Halihodic says a good performance in the North Africa derby could be a springboard to great things for his young team. The Algerian midfielder Mehdi Larsen says they're ready for their opening game.
You know, it's a very important match. We're well prepared, and we have to go into it in the spirit of trying to win the match. We'll be ready for all the clashes physically and mentally. In a competition like this, there are just three group matches and no room for error. We'll be ready to put in maximum effort.
Aston Villa will have to overturn a two-goal deficit against the fourth-tier side Bradford City later on Tuesday if they're to reach the English League Cup final. Bradford lost the first match 3-1, part of a run of just one win in eight games. But with home advantage for the second leg, the Villa manager, Paul Lambert, believes they can earn a trip to Wembley.
Pretty sure they're with the crowd behind us, and it's a different game for what it was up there. So it's a bigger pitch. We're used to that pitch, and if we come out and hopefully have the tempo and the belief that we can do it. Bradford have not been on a great run of form themselves since they've beaten us. So it just shows you the cup, you're right, it can be a leveller, because people rise to it, and we have to do that. And the way the crowd are going to be, I think, if we do what we've been doing of late, then hopefully we'll get through.
Well, next to the Australian Open Tennis Championships, where Novak Djokovic, David Ferrer, Maria Sharapova and Li Na have all clinched places in the semi-finals. Djokovic continued the defence of his title with a 6-1, 4-6, 6-1, 6-4 victory over Thomas Berdych. That came 48 hours after a five-set, five-hour marathon against Stanislav Wawrinka. Well, earlier in his career, Djokovic had a marathon against Stanislav Wawrinka. Well, earlier in his career, Djokovic had a reputation for pulling out of matches with injuries. He says those experiences prompted a rethink.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why you know, why I'm being so cautious and so committed when recovery is in matter, you know, because I've had those experiences, bad experiences before in my career, and I know what it feels like, so I don't want to go through it again. I'm aware of the importance of an everyday practice and recovery basis, so as long as it's like that, I think I'll be all right.
Djokovic will now play David Ferrer, who came from two sets down to beat his fellow Spaniard Nicolas Almagro. Almagro served for the match three times before Ferrer won 6-2 in the fifth. In the women's singles, Maria Sharapova beat Ekaterina Makarova 6-2, 6-2 to set up a meeting with Li Na, who defeated Agnieszka Radwanska. Sharapova's dropped just 9 games on her way to the last four. That eclipses the record of Monica Seles set 22 years ago when she dropped 12 on her way to the semis. So is Sharapova worried that she's not really been tested yet? Well, she says she's quite happy with how things are going.
Well, going into the match, my goal is not really to be tested. I don't know how else to put it. And if I do come into a situation where I feel like I have to pull through or I'm not playing my best tennis or she's up and I have to find a way to win, then that's what you have on that given day. But do I want to be in that position? Absolutely not. And if I start the match well, I want to follow through that with that along the whole way. And keep that motivation and keeping that focus, and that's the important thing.
Li Na is through to the semi-finals for the third time in 4 years. She says a grueling off-season fitness program with her new coach, Carlos Rodriguez, has been proving beneficial.
First time I was training with him, I was so excited, you know, but after 3 days I was dying. Yeah, because my husband didn't with me in Beijing, so I was calling him, I say, Carlos is crazy. So next day he was in Beijing, I was doing some exercise with Carlos. He was sitting in the gym, and after halfway, he was like, are you finished? I said, no, only halfway. And he was like, what? I was like, really? Yes, I do this for 3 days already. So he was like, I'm tired. I said, don't say that. I was doing some exercise. You only sitting. You say you're tired. Yeah, but, you know, Carlos was, how do you say, he was a very nice guy, and also he's tough.
Well, Novak Djokovic, Andy Murray and other leading players calling for increased blood testing in tennis could get their wish later this year with the introduction of athlete biological passports to the sport. In the aftermath of Lance Armstrong's admission that he used drugs when he won each of his 7 Tour de France titles, several top players at the Australian Open have revealed they've received relatively few blood tests. The ITF's anti-doping manager, Stuart Miller, admitted to the BBC that resources play a part in the number of samples taken.
There are financial constraints. Every anti-doping organization in the world is subject to financial constraints, and tennis is no different. Some samples are more expensive to collect than others, and under certain circumstances, blood samples are very expensive to collect. If you were to collect one blood sample, you might under some circumstances have to forego 2 urine samples. We think we need to increase the proportion of blood testing that we do under the program. But that's not the only thing we do, and we are working towards that already. We think we also could do with tending to increase the proportion of tests that we conduct out of competition. And the third thing that we think that we can improve is consider introducing what is known as the athlete biological passport, which is a blood-based testing program, and I think that there's a reasonable good chance that will be operational probably towards the end of 2013, because it takes a long time to set up.
In NBA basketball, the Brooklyn Nets have moved within a game of the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference Atlantic Division. The Nets beat their city rivals 88-85. A top story again, Emmanuel Adebayor is expected to play in Togo's opening Group D match against the tournament favourites Ivory Coast at the Africa Cup of Nations. Tunisia face Algeria in the day's other match. That's the latest sport from the BBC World Service.